I got a sweet tooth.
This show is perfect.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because it's so sweet.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Not to mention.
Your mind.
Happy National Candy Day.
All right, Dimwits. On with the show.
It's showtime.
It's a couple of minutes past 8. We're sweet, but we count on a big dose of
adorable
from this guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We expected an unseasonably chilly fall weekend, and we got one. And now a little warming trend is on the way. For today, clouds are on the increase. I think clouds will dominate much of the time today, tonight, and tomorrow, but that doesn't mean it's going to rain. A little disturbance brushing by the Gulf Coast, a couple of showers near the coast. Otherwise, upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, so tonight not as cool as it has been. Low 70s tomorrow. Then I think these clouds get out of here, and I'm picking Wednesday as my pick of the litter day. Best day of the week weather-wise. Mid-70s, and also mid-70s on Thursday, still dry during the day, but I think the rain comes in towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, and much like that event last week. You remember where the rains came in, and then it was in the 70s in the morning, and then it fell like a rock all day long.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be that. It's going to be much like that on Friday. Ooh. So the rain will end, and then that sets the stage for yet another chilly weekend. Deja forecast. Right now this morning, a lot of high clouds, northeast winds at 7 miles per hour, temperature is 52 at 8:02. And Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. They take barbecue seriously. Hey, they first opened their doors in 1990, but I mentioned about 3 weeks ago, roughly, they recently had I would call it a grand rededication, where the mayor came and they cut the ribbon. And, oh, my gosh, these people are doing barbecue right. They have the only brick pit barbecue in Alabama, 5, as a matter of fact. I got the behind-the-scenes tour. Now, the pork butts cook, he tried to say, for 11 to 12 hours. They put him in at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they're cooking all night long till 5 the next morning. Then they put in the barbecue chicken and the ribs and the turkey breasts. Oh, my gosh. 6 different barbecue sauces, including the original. So I've tried 4 of the 6 now. I need to go back and try the other 2. Award-winning recipes. I may have mentioned my 2 favorite side items that I fell in love with. Brunswick stew and the barbecued baked beans. Unbelievable. Plus, I was there when they were making the potato salad, and I saw that process going. And the coleslaw is out of this world. Sweet potato fries, they do their own chips. Homemade chips, all right? Check them out on game day. I hear there's a game this weekend. I haven't checked the schedule yet, but I think there's a football game this weekend.
Well, there's a football game every weekend. It's just no different than any other football game.
Oh, yeah. They've got a full-service bar with 8 beers on tap, multiple TVs as well. Open Tuesday through Saturday. So I'm sorry to say they're closed today, friends, but they are 10 minutes from downtown and 10 minutes from Maxwell Air Force Base, and I'm talking about Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. You know you want some.
That's right.
Guess
what I've got?
What you got?
I've got. We talked about this in the Cheap and Trashy, the Steve Perry.
Oh, yeah.
His new Christmas contribution.
Yeah.
Silver Bells.
Of Christmas, children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear a silver bell.
Now, you know, I just don't want Ozzy Osbourne to get the idea, though.
I wonder what other songs are on the album, if he's got anything that's more up-tempo.
Don't Stop Believing in Christmas. Because it's the day for loving, touching, and squeezing.
Adorable.
Isn't he precious? 8:06. Let's see. We all kind of feel like a little stunned this morning with this time change. Let's see if it's affecting the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, it is a bit backed up and moving a little slow from 143 back towards Prattville. Authorities are saying we don't officially have an accident anywhere. They haven't heard of anything yet. So use caution and just be patient. I-85 into Montgomery, a little bit of a slowdown at Mount Meigs, also Perry Hill and Ann Street. The Boulevard is busy this morning, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway, very busy all the way inbound to Madison and downtown. Officially, we have no accidents at this time. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I hope you're getting ready to participate in our rock...
What?
See, it's the time change. Our True the Baloney game in just a few minutes. In fact, if you want to call now at 272-9228 and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, let me encourage you to do that because we'll be playing in just a few minutes. 272-9228. And our topic in this edition is the time change. But first...
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We're going to do this one a second time today because we played it early in the 6 o'clock hour. And again, it's against the law to fake an emergency.
Oh my gosh, this
is just kind of touched on that with the anniversary of the War of the Worlds last Thursday. Was that Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday that was, the 30th. But right. Here's a dad who decided to prank his family by producing an elaborate hoax missile attack, but using the actual warnings. Again, do not do this at home.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command detected 3 ICBMs launched from North Korea. The first missile is expected to reach the Los Angeles, California area within 2 hours. The second missile is expected to reach Chicago, Illinois in 3 hours. The third missile is expected to reach New York City, New York in 3.5 hours. Anyone within a 400-mile radius of these cities is at risk for significant fallout.
Shut up. It just goes away?
You'll have more information.
Where do we go?
Shelter.
You stupid.
Not.
You're not going to say it. You're a stupid.
Not.
Oh, my God.
You know, if ever there was a time where a child was totally justified
to say, listen, that is serious business, and including he used that voice that you would hear in that emergency that would go over all channels.
We went through that, man, with air raid drills and stuff like that, Cuban Missile Crisis, all of that stuff when we were little kids.
And duck. It was, and cover.
And you worried about it. This, especially since there's always been, you never know with North Korea. Our Rocket Science is brought to you by Applied Security. I direct you to My Spot Crime. And just yesterday, within 5 miles of my house, vandalism on Highway C Drive, robbery on Atlanta Highway, 1400 block of Taylor Road, theft, 6800 block of Atlanta Highway, 7700 block of East Chase Parkway.
This is an email you can get?
Yes. My Spot Crime. And I will post the website. But every day, there is stuff going on, and you don't realize how much until you see these official reports. And this is the stuff that gets reported, not the stuff that's attempted. So if you think you're batting down, you might want to revisit that with some help from Applied Security. They've been protecting our Blue Water building here for a long time, since before I got here, and their system is excellent. 279-8338, if you'd like to do business with a great local company. Here you go, Mark and Vicky have been around for 32 years, securing buildings, people, and property here in the River Region. And they can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. That's Applied Security, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Your local news and True the Baloney coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you there, young newlywed Andrew. At 8:13, David wants to talk to us. Good morning, David.
Good morning, all. So, you know, that's like you're talking about with crime and stuff. Last week, I was watching the news, and they had a story on there about a sheriff who a judge would not allow to put up signs in yards for trick-or-treaters to know where sexual predators live. And I got on my phone and looked up my zip code in Millbrook and found out there were 387 people living within that zip code convicted of sex crimes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
387. That's unbelievable for a town the size of Millbrook.
That really is. I mean, that's shocking. You might, if you were to take a guess, how many, you know, sex offenders do you think live in a certain area? You would never guess that many.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, but I wouldn't even want to think of how many there were in Montgomery when I lived there. But it was eye opening, you know, for a small town like Millbrook to have that many in that zip code. So
that's frightening.
It really is. So have a good one, guys.
Appreciate the call. They can also do the panic button thing, too, on home invasions. Applied Security can, if you're interested. They also tell you at spotcrime.com the most wanted people in your particular area. And you don't have to worry if you have good protection. It is 14 minutes after 8. Now, I need a contestant for True the Baloney, and I do not want to have to pull out the torture music. Yes, we still have it. Where is it? Where did I put it?
Presenting two contestants.
Yeah, there it is.
Or maybe I'll go get what's-her-names from the Lawrence Welk show to sing One Toke Over the Line.
One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus.
Did I ever put that in the system?
I want to say you did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
What is wrong?
Oh, wow. Got to hit up the YouTubes.
Well, the YouTube, yeah. That's just one of those things I've been too lazy to do. I mean, I have this. Here's the deal. You call. We do everything we can to help you win the game. You get a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. I can't make it any easier. The number's 272-9228. You want 45 minutes of Lawrence Welk? Go ahead. Sit there and be belligerent. And if we don't get a call, guess what? It's 6 o'clock tomorrow. You'll be hearing this. Except for traffic, weather, news, and commercials.
You will hear, don't you know that we're one toke?
All right, I'm going to go look for that. I'm getting impatient.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Well, I went from begging.
As an example of threats work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got five contestants.
And if we had 57 lines, which we don't, they'd be 57.
All right. So Jody was first, and that puts her in the lead spot. Jody?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. Statement one.
Okay.
Daylight savings time officially started yesterday at 2 a.m. in most states. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Oh, no,
oh my God.
Sorry.
You got to listen carefully to what he said. He said daylight savings time started.
Yeah, it was standard.
Oh.
But you were the first one. You were the first one in. You get that.
You're not out yet.
No, you get one more chance.
Stand by.
Your redemption is at hand. All right, Ron, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here's your statement. There are a total of 38 different time zones in the world. Again, there are a total of 38 different time zones in the world.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one. What do you think, man?
Baloney.
Oh, no, there are 38.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ron, you've qualified for end of the week grand prize drawing. Thank you for participating.
38. Wow.
There are a bunch that are only 35 or 45 minutes apart, which is why there are so many.
I see.
As you go down towards the bottom of the globe, they get closer together.
Uh-huh.
If you were standing on the North Pole, you could go through all the time zones.
It's very true.
Yeah.
By skipping around.
Yep.
Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You ready?
I'm ready.
Seven states have already passed bills to make daylight saving time permanent. Truth or baloney?
That number sounds a little small, but I'm going to go truth.
Winning.
Very good.
And we are one of them. However, it can't go into effect until the government
feds
approves it.
Yeah, so.
All right, you hang on. Yeah. You may be the winner in this game. Georgia from Alabama.
Hi.
I'm about ready to make a fool of myself.
No, not at all.
We don't play this game make fools out of you. We play this for educational purposes.
I'll feel like one.
No. Here we go.
No. Go ahead.
Hawaii.
I got the other three right.
Hawaii is the only state that doesn't do daylight saving time at all. Again, Hawaii is the only state that doesn't do daylight saving time at all. Hmm. True the baloney.
I'll say true.
Winning. Most of Arizona doesn't observe it either, but there's a Navajo reservation in Arizona that does. So Hawaii is the only state.
Oh, see, that was going to be my stipulation.
In Indiana, the northeast corner or northwest corner of the state, which adjacent to Chicago, they change.
About Indiana because I'm from Indiana.
Yeah,
I worked in the Anderson-Muncie area.
Yeah, I was from Valparaiso.
Valparaiso.
At one time of the year, there's four time zones in Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. So in the state capitol building, there's four clocks, four different time zones.
I've been to Ball State.
Hey, they heavily recruited me. They sent a lot of mail to my house.
Hang on, Georgia. All right, Jody, back to you. You got to stay in the game here to get this one right.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
In England, daylight savings time is called British summertime. Again, in England, daylight saving time is called British summertime. Truth or baloney?
Jody, you should.
Truth.
That is actually true. I was going to say.
You're in the game. Now you put the pressure on everybody else, but we got to switch topics.
Okay.
All right, Bill. When gunslinger Bat Masterson died, he was employed as President Wilson's bodyguard. Truth or baloney?
That sounds bizarre enough to be true.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
He was a sports writer, but a good job for a guy named Bat.
Yeah.
Bill,
thank you. You are in the Bill. End of the week grand prize drawing, and we appreciate it.
Then there were two.
All right, Georgia, you got to get this one right to win the game. The second most spoken word in the English language is O.
Oh.
The second most spoken word in the English language is O. Is that truth or baloney?
V and is spoken quite a bit. I'm going to say, but then it might be a trick.
Never know. You never know.
I don't trust anybody. I'm going to say it's baloney.
It is baloney.
Winning.
Yay! The second spoken word is what?
We did you.
Oh, you.
And the third is
you. Why?
All right, hold on. Now it's a battle. Next one wrong is out. So we go back to Jody.
Hey, Jody.
Okay. Right. I'm nervous.
Here we go.
Rice flour is one of the ingredients used in the Great Wall of China.
Rice flour
is one of the ingredients used in the Great Wall of China. Is that truth or baloney?
I'm going to say truth.
Winning.
It is.
Wow.
Wow. Back to Georgia from Alabama.
Wow. Like a tennis match.
I can always say that, you know, I'm old and I don't know. All my mind is gone. So if I lose, that's why.
So worried about
it. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be 71 this month.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go.
Identical twins do not have identical fingerprints. Again, identical twins do not have identical fingerprints. Truth or baloney?
Good question. Mm. They do not have.
Wow,
so
they do not have identical. I think that might be, they do not have.
They do not have identical.
I'm going to say it's true.
Winning.
Look at this.
Wow.
All right.
News and views will not be heard today, so that we may bring you. All right, here we go.
Game.
Jody, once I was going to play Lawrence Welk into tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And now I'm...
yeah.
Bugs Bunny's creator originally wanted to call him the Brooklyn Bunny. Again, Bugs Bunny's creator originally wanted him called the Brooklyn Bunny. Is that truth or baloney?
That's baloney.
Winning.
It is
wow. And the drama goes on. Dun, dun, dun.
Jack E. Rabbit was the original name. Okay, we go back to Georgia from Alabama.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Your next statement. In Switzerland, it's required by law to have access to a bomb shelter. Again, in Switzerland, it's required by law to have access to a bomb shelter. Truth or baloney?
That's a tough one. In Switzerland, I'm going to say, I'm trying to think about the von Trapp family coming over and going to Switzerland. that would be, I'm going to say false. Good try.
It was a great game.
You were fabulous.
Thank you.
And I hope you play the next time we ask.
I'll try. I was just on the way to exercise, and I heard your plea.
I know, I feel
so
horrible.
Now I got to go in and exercise.
I'm such a schmozilla. Do we have anything?
I could be in worse shape, so I should be thankful that I can get out and exercise.
You are to be commended for going to exercise.
And your birthday is this month, you said?
The 20th.
The 20th, all right.
No, I really feel 71. Like a schlemiel.
No, you don't.
Let's give her a hand. Yeah. Thank you, Georgia. And Jody, you are the winner. Way to go.
Y'all, I've lost at Truth or Baloney 5 times.
Wow.
and y'all keep telling me to call back and it finally
Well, won. You got persistence. You got grit. You got pumice.
Yeah, you do. I love you. Hold on. Sounds like an Italian morning show.
I love you.
That's corny. It is 8:26. Have you seen the inside of my car?
Not recently. I'm afraid because it was. I remember it so pristine at one point.
Yes, I'm almost ready to go bump into something. So
detailed.
Montgomery Payton body. I need that good as new, maybe better look.
Oh man!
Holy cow! Here's the deal. Everybody knows that's been in an accident. It is the beginning of a long procedural drama. Police reports, insurance adjusters, all the questions they ask. Where are you going to take your car to get it fixed? Then you say Montgomery Paint and Body, and they will applaud that because they are the gold standard for automobile body repair here in town. They know what you've been through, and the business ethic of the Turner family is we're not going to skip a step in this repair process. We're going to return this car to the owner in the most stunning condition we can possibly achieve, meaning they repair everything, they skip no steps, they won't consider that. And then they make the car look like it just rolled off the showroom floor. At least at the end of all the hassle that goes with an accident, you're entitled to that, and they'll make sure you get it. Montgomery Paint and Body, 3.5 decades of service here in the River Region, and as much as it's a brick-and-mortar building with state-of-the-art tools and state-of-the-art human beings running those tools, it's built on the ethics of Donnie Turner and his son Brandon. So go where you know you're going to get it done right. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with AW.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you. We're a little better on the interstates now. Still a lot of cars on I-65 and 85, but things are moving a little smoother. I-85 at Ann Street, we're showing a little bit of a slowdown there. Use caution. We have heavy traffic, Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue. Also Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive. The Northeast Boulevard at 231 Taylor Road. A lot of traffic out there. No accidents reported at this time. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, Flyle here from Margarita, and we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth. It's brought to you specially. And we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I don't think anybody's earned their way into Seafood Bistro more than Jody, our contestant that won True the Bologna.
Yeah, her five-time attempt to get into the to win Truth or Bologna, and she finally did it, which means she's got $10 to spend at the Seafood Bistro. I was there this weekend. I went by and had some fried cheese curds, and they're redoing their menu because they've got things that they want to add to it and change about it and that sort of thing. But it's fantastic at the Seafood Bistro. I got to sit down and talk to Chef Paul for a bit, and it was enjoyable. You get the fried cheese curds are wonderful, and they are not spicy like almost everything else, but they can be if you use the dragon sauce dipping sauce that comes with it. And speaking of that sauce, you can pretty much get that stuff put on basically anything that you order there. You get the shrimp po' boy. Get it with the dragon sauce. You're going to get a lot of shrimp that come with it anyway because portion control is not something that they know about at the Seafood Bistro. You can find them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. They open up at 11 o'clock today. As they do every single day. And the best place you can see what they've got at the Seafood Bistro is their website. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can put in your order there. You can also use the delivery apps on your phone or just go by and see them on Perry Hill Road. The Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
831.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The American Music Awards were last night. I know most of you probably are saying,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
But FWIW, here's your Artist of the Decade.
The Artist of the Decade is totally me. Decade
is. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish, but literally anybody is a better artist of the decade. Anybody.
You mean Beyonce?
Anybody.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Number one topic all day today will be the time change with people. Like, do you like this better or do you like daylight savings time better? As we found out, Alabama's one of seven states that has passed a bill to go to permanent daylight savings time, but the government needs to make that decision or at least okay it because it affects so many things. First of all, isn't it nice that almost everything you own today changes the time for you?
Mm-hmm.
Only my microwave oven and a couple of battery plugs.
There was a clock in front of me here, and there was a couple in the... in the stove. I had to change the stove, too. That's our friend calling.
Is it
from
really?
Los Angeles.
Okay. Wow. Is that Joe?
Is that Joe?
Okay. That's the guy we're waiting for. So, we have a major celebrity guest here joining us. It's a privilege. A guy who was praised by the impossible to please Christopher Russo on High Heat on the MLB Network. And a man who has made us all proud from going to the Los Angeles Dodgers. As their play-by-play guy, please welcome Joe Davis. Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. I remember saying to you more than once, and you would laugh. I'd say, you're going to be such a big star that someday I'm going to say to my friends, I know that guy. I actually know that guy. But what a journey it has been, Joe. You came from Michigan. You came down here to be the voice of the Biscuits, and we're... pretty much on a lot of days, a one-man band. And what happened after Montgomery? Tell us the story.
Yeah, I went to ESPN for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it started midway through my last year doing the Montgomery games. And the 2 years at ESPN, my contract was up there, so you do your due diligence and see what else is out there. And got a great offer from Fox to go do some bigger college football, start to do some more Major League Baseball. I had just done a little bit on ESPN Radio in my 2 years there. So went to Fox. I guess that would have been 2014. And a couple years after that, somehow the Dodgers had heard about me and the couple Major League games I had done for Fox. And after a bit of a long process, trying to figure out a way where it could work, where I could continue to do the national stuff,
right?
Figured out a way to take on the Dodgers job as well. Now, just finished up my third year as the full-time guy for the Dodgers and the fourth one overall with
them. And if there's any living person listening to us that doesn't know who the full-time guy used to be for the Dodgers...
it's not just this amazing leap
right
to the premium play-by-play job, right, in my opinion, all the sports, but to step into Vin Scully.
Now, that would scare... What was that like, Joe? I mean... That would scare me to take over that role.
It's kind of like being the guy that will replace Rich Thomas.
Oh, yeah, right.
and I'm sure the guy who's going to be the unlucky soul to ask to try to replace Rich Thomas is going to have to look at it the same way I did, and that is, yeah, it could be scary, and it could be pressure-packed, but by looking at it that way, what good are you doing? Yeah. I think that... you know, I needed to look at it. And first of all, I wasn't going to not take the job because of that. I think that'd be a bad way to live.
Yeah.
And look back on it in 5, 10, 50 years and say, what if? What if I had taken it? Exactly. So I looked at it as the biggest reason for the job being so appealing. And I looked at it as a responsibility more than a pressure. You know, a responsibility to do the job for the fans that had the best ever to do it the entire time the Los Angeles Dodgers had been here.
Yeah.
And, you know, tried to just be myself and hope that over time they could get used to me. And thankfully the team's won a lot of games since I got here.
And you and Earl, you guys are buddies. I could tell. I mean, you
just
have great camaraderie and you do stuff on your off time. I can tell by your tweets and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think that you could fake that, especially in baseball when it's 162 games.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that most crews like each other, but I don't think you could fake being like best friends, which is what Oral and I are. We're so lucky to have that. You know, it really is our 3 hours, 4 hours here us on TV each night really is a reflection and an extension of our real life friendship.
That crew in Detroit had a falling out, and I think both of them wound up losing their jobs. And you know, like, it's the dream job. I love baseball. I've been a super fan all my life, and I often think, you know, especially as a kid, God, that's got to be the greatest gig in the world. But when you think about 162 games and having to reinvent the wheel every time a player comes up, coming up with new material and so forth, it is work. It's hard work.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It is, but it doesn't feel like it. I mean, if hard work is having to get up a little earlier than you might want otherwise, having a cup of coffee while you read about Gavin Lux, then okay, I'm willing to be the guy that takes one for the team and does that hard work. I think the hardest part is not the work, it's having a young family and being away from that family. And, you know, I love where I'm going. You know, I love being at the ballpark, wherever that is. I just love that it's not, or I just don't love that that means I'm not home.
I
think that's the toughest part.
I love the Instagram pictures of the watching the little one. What a great family you have. Hey, so I thought that the Braves and the Dodgers were a cinch to play each other in the NLCS. Didn't you think so?
Yeah, I mean, I at least thought the Dodgers were a cinch. I think they pretty clearly were the best National League team all year. That said,
right.
It said throughout much of the season, and especially the second half, that one thing that scares you is Washington in a short series.
Yeah.
You know, you get into a five-game series with those starting pitchers, and that's scary. So to say that I was shocked that the Dodgers didn't make it would probably be an overstatement.
Sure.
I don't think I was shocked. I think that I had expected that they would win the National League, and then who knows once they got to the World Series. But if you had told me going into it, the Dodgers would lose to the Nationals, I would have said, well, if they're going to lose in the National League, that would be where I would fear it would come.
What a wild series to have the home, the away team winning every single
game.
How
many days till pitchers and catchers?
Let's see. We're
not allowed to ask that around my house.
Great line, Joe.
I love it. Hey, so you work for Fox, but you also work, the Dodger job, is that a separate deal?
Yeah, two separate employers. Yep.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. And you're doing basketball, football. You're doing all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's mostly, you know, the Major League Baseball game of the week on Saturdays,
right,
and then the postseason, and then college football on Saturdays as well.
I know it seems like a silly point, but I got to tell you, I was so proud to see you turn up on High Heat with Russo.
Yeah,
because he can be difficult, but he was incredibly I texted Rich. I said, you got to see Joey's
I know.
With Russo, and it was great. You were just great, man, and we're very
happy. Oh, thank you. Thank you. He can be a tough one, right?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you're like, wait a minute, am I being interviewed or am I being lectured here?
Right.
I'm getting yelled at by my parents. Chris is great.
Joe, it's the middle of the night in Los Angeles.
We really appreciate this.
And you picked up the phone and you did it on short notice, and we can't thank you enough. I'm so proud that I know you And my gosh, we just couldn't be happier to hear from you.
Great success,
well,
man.
Well, that means a ton, and I'm glad that we could connect, and we'll never forget my time in Montgomery and my time on the floor with you guys and at WSFA, Rich.
That's right. He would be at. There was a time when he'd be running the camera.
Wow.
On the off season, and while
you
I was
paid his
the
dues, though, you got to do yeah. that to get where you want to go, and you paid your dues.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Good to talk
Have
to you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Wow. Stepping into Ben Scully's gig. That's something else. 8:41.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're seeing everybody get into work safely this morning. We haven't had any accidents really to report. I-65 and 85 are thinning out a bit after the morning rush. Boulevard still has a few places where there's some congestion, but overall, decrease in the volume of cars there. Drive carefully. No accidents to report at this time. Have a safe Monday on the roads. Premier Place Shopping Center has something for everyone for the holidays. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Professional and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's getting dark at 4 p.m. because daylight saving time is over.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Looking forward to a warming trend this week. We're in the upper 60s today. There's going to be a lot of cloudiness around, considerable cloudiness today, tonight, and tomorrow as a little disturbance brushes by the area. But we're dry, down to about 50 tonight, so not as cool as it has been. Low 70s tomorrow. Then the sun is back out on Wednesday. It's my pick of the litter day as the best day of the week with mid-70s. Mid-70s on Thursday as well. Rain by Thursday night. Big deal front coming in. And as the rain ends Friday morning, the temperature plunges like it did late last week. And right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 7 miles per hour. High clouds, 52 degrees, 8:43.
This sound, you know what that is? Those are the walls of Kaiser. Fine Home Furnishings bulging because there's a lot of new stuff coming in and they need to make room for it. So now is the time to shop wiser and buy Kaiser. Fine Home Furnishings, great place. We purchased our recliner there a couple of months back and we got, considering how comfortable and cushy it is, you just sink into it, sort of like sitting in a catcher's mitt, if there was a big enough one to do that. It has a footrest, but it also rocks and rolls. You can do anything in it. It's great. And we got it at a price. We were shopping at around $400. We got it for less than that. And that's not because I'm Greg Goodell. Stella got us that price. We were looking specifically for a recliner. She had 10 choices for us lined up in a matter of minutes and all in our price budget. So when you go to Kaiser, I don't care what you're looking for, whether it's a whole room full of furniture or a specific piece to fit an odd corner of the house, consult with Stella because she knows that inventory and it's huge. Plus, it's beyond the tentacles of the Montgomery unctuous 10% sales tax jurisdiction, 8.25%. So you save on what you buy and you only pay 8.25% on the tax. Open a Synchrony account with Kaiser and you can qualify for a $50 gift card and 18 months interest-free financing. That's like a little over $20 a month on the chair we bought. So shop wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove former chair Nancy Worley and vice chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
There's a shirt company for guys who prefer to be untucked. But what about your lower half? Introducing Unzip It, the pants specifically designed to be worn unzipped.
I prefer the wide open freedom and the flexibility of leaving my zipper down. And the ladies go crazy for it.
You used to have to buy regular pants and leave the zipper down. But thanks to Unzip It, you can pay twice as much for essentially the same thing.
I gave a sales presentation in my Unzip It pants, and I didn't even have to use a laser pointer.
Unzip It pants aren't just stylish, they're practical too.
I use the men's room at least 5 times a day. Not having to go up and down with the zipper has saved me seconds.
And with our introductory offer, we'll include a matching pair of untied shoes.
I'm tripping all over myself for that offer. Ow!
Unzip It. Put on a pair today and you'll agree.
They're the perfect pants for just hanging out.
It's 8:50. We spent some time. What a privilege to talk to Joe Davis.
Oh, my
play
gosh.
Play-by-play guy for the Dodgers.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I just remember his...
I had to tell him about the Russo thing. And I was glad he reacted the way he did because he kind of said, you don't know what you're getting into there.
Right.
You know, with a guy like that, whether, you know... But he was reverent. He was actually reverent.
Christopher, you could tell, liked Joe.
Very much.
Yeah.
So we're just doing a little catch-up here at 8:50. I have... Item number one purchased from Brian Jewelry for Christmas. Earlier this year, I was telling you how we took Janelle's Unhappy Wedding Jewelry and turned that into some new choices from the Brian Jewelry selection. And Janelle shopped online and loved what she got. But what I didn't know when I was last up there visiting Lynn and that great team is that there were earrings that matched a necklace that she chose.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was I bought those earrings, and she has no idea. And this is the first time in a long time I purchased anything of that type for my daughter, confident that it's going to be a hit because it perfectly matches the necklace. Brian Jewelry can help you like that. You know, I wouldn't have known, but Lynn said, by the way, you know, that necklace your daughter picked out, these earrings are a match set to that. So I got them, and that's one down, and who knows how many to go. But Brian Jewelry is great in that regard. If you're shopping for somebody and you want to hit it out of the park, so to speak, consult with them. They'll ask probative questions about the person you're shopping for, and you'll reveal information that'll help them suggest things that'll be a great choice for you and the person you're shopping for. Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Shop online at brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more with Brian Jewelry. Former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, our first nominee comes to us from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
52-year-old woman has been arrested. Her name is Belinda Fondren of Evans, Louisiana.
All right.
She was busted for selling high school students fake doctor notes so they could skip school. She used to work for a doctor and began forging the notes as they came in. She was selling them for $20 each and sold 14 before the school. This is how I got caught.
She found a problem and found a solution.
Filled a need and made $280, which could get her in 5 years in prison.
Right.
So was it worth it? I don't think so. We have a guy in Weston, Wisconsin, who stormed a Pizza Hut.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they didn't give him enough cheese.
Again, he found a problem.
Yeah.
And created a solution.
Yeah. As police were arresting him for threatening and menacing the staff at this Pizza Hut.
Yep.
He said he's an American and works hard. But he was still arrested for disorderly conduct. And
probably banned from Pizza Hut.
You know,
no.
Police are trained to be observant, perspicacious observers of human behavior.
Right.
And when the, you know, the hackles go up saying suspicious, well, but how do you get suspicious of a guy dressed as Jesus? This happened in San Diego on Halloween when a man resembling the Lord was walking down the street and just abruptly sucker punched the car.
Uh-huh.
Cops, rather. He ran away, but the police were soon able to catch him. He was easily described as a white male, 6 feet two, in a white robe, red sash, possibly fake beard and wig.
Yeah, if
you're pretty easy to stand out.
If you're the police, it's tough to cuff Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't look at that necessarily as a suspect right away, but who's the dumbest of the dumb in this group?
You know, I don't know. You got the stupid entrepreneur with the fake doctor notes, but I think the Pizza Hut cheese guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to get upset about a pizza.
Yeah, and usually when you complain, they'll help you out.
Well, what? They got that insurance program with the Domino's there where they,
yeah,
they send another one out.
That's right.
They want you to be happy. I think, yeah, he's deserving.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
I wish they did follow-ups on these because I'd like to know how they eventually settled that Louisiana woman's case.
Yeah.
Interesting. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would love to see you experience the miracle of LASIK to correct your vision, to do away with glasses and contacts and all the hassle that goes with them. Only one little thing. LASIK will not correct all vision issues. So you have to see the refractive surgery counselor over there before you can even decide whether you want it. That does not cost you a penny. Just make the appointment by calling 271-3804. You know, we've had couples over the years tell us they've given this to either their spouse or significant other or to themselves with their Christmas budget. What's better than being able to see clearly HD vision after years of where's my glasses and my contact lenses are bugging me and all that grief that goes with them? And buying, I just bought a 3-pack of the glass wipes that cost like $30 for 3,000 wipes, and then I'm going to have little torn up things on the floor.
Yeah.
It's just, I wish I could, but I did go, and my vision issue cannot be fixed with LASIK, so I was disappointed. May work for you, though. Make the appointment, 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more, go to onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, where 75 years of experience is behind every situation. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road. Age 56.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're seeing everybody get into work safely this morning. We haven't had any accidents really to report. I-65 and 85 are thinning out a bit after the morning rush. Boulevard still has a few places where there's some congestion, but overall, decrease in the volume of cars there. Drive carefully. No accidents to report at this time. Have a safe Monday on the roads. Premier Place Shopping Center has something for everyone for the holidays. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Professional and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, I have nothing I like here to play, so let's just welcome young
Joey,
who will be ready for News and Views with Jack Campbell.
Hello, Greg.
We were just talking off the air. It seemed weird today.
Yeah.
Like, it's really 10 o'clock on my body clock. It's going to take a little time to get used to
it. Most of the time change does not affect me. It has done it once, and I think it was the one back in the spring when it changed.
That's always
the forward because that's worse. Yeah, because that takes an hour away. It robs an hour from you. But this one
never
has affected me more than ever before.
So next year, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make plans for the day of the time change, the day following, because it just seemed like this day's never going to end.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because my body was saying it was later than the clock was saying, and it was like...
No, I was double-checking the clock on my phone, like, because it felt like I should have been here already. When it was already, it was only 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, I should be there.
But here's the good news. We had enormous participation on True the Baloney this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We could have had...
If we had 57...